Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. Rich Davis, Ryan Holland, you heard him. Filling in for Dan Patrick. Spots here. Joel, Danny G, Monsi. One of us played in the NBA, the other guy's a doofus.
Oh, no.
There's Ryan Holland, NBA player. Man, Ryan, I got to ask you later, so keep this, think of this. When you played during your long NBA career, do you remember every jersey number you wore for each team?
Pretty much.
All right, well, keep that in mind, because there's a bribe that went down in Major League Baseball as far as jersey numbers, so we'll get to that. But NBA, let's talk a little winning time. Lakers, HBO, are you watching?
I'm watching. I'm not caught up, but I'm watching.
All right. Danny G, you and I have talked about this. This show is fantastic.
Yeah, there's some Emmys on the way for the performances in this show.
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, Spots has a great John C. Reilly.
I met Dr. Buss on several occasions, and he is spot on.
John C. Reilly, award-winning performance. I think Jason Segel as Westhead. I think Pat Riley, Adrian Brody. This is I'm telling you, it's fantastic. If you're not watching it, everyone should be binging to catch up. But Jerry West, not painted in the best light.
Jerry effin' West.
Jerry effin' West. And now, Hollins, I want your take on this. Jerry West demanding a retraction, saying that winning time is... Here, hold on. I got to get the exact quote. They're portraying him as an out-of-control, intoxicated rageaholic.
If I was Jerry, I'd be upset, bro.
Yeah?
If I was Jerry... No, we're not like... You're not talking about Ryan Hollins here. Like, bro.
He's the logo of the
NBA.
Yeah,
we're talking about the logo. Like, the logo. Yo, the logo. I can't look at the logo the same. Like, if I'm Jerry, I'm upset. I'm upset. I'm feeling some type of way.
It's not a documentary, though.
Yeah, but you know, like, today, like, but people are going to be like, this is truth.
Everyone assumes it's based in reality. Yeah. Assume it's all...
I mean, it makes me think Dr. Buss is way cool. I mean, he seems like an innovator. He's got some beautiful women on standby all the time. He's a winner. I think everything about this show is fantastic. HBO's best show in quite some time. And producer Spot, you were saying before that Kareem is also on board with the complaints now?
Yeah. Well, Kareem has a different complaint. He's saying that he's like, there's one rule. There's an immutable law in television. And that's don't be boring. And he insists that the show has boring writing and is boring.
Oh,
he thinks it's dull.
He's so wrong.
I mean, maybe Kareem was like, man, it was a little more spicier
Magic
than you
wasn't
guys.
Happy either.
That is true. That is true.
And that was before it came out.
Man.
Yeah, Magic said to ignore it.
I'm not even a West Coast Lakers fan. A lot of you guys are because you live out here on the West Side your whole life. If you grew up in the 80s, 70s, 90s, I'm sure you're glued to this because I'm glued to it and I'm an East Coast guy.
Yeah. But you feel like you're a fly on the wall, like with all this stuff going on. Like you feel like you're the fly on the wall. But even if it's not based on, you know, reality, you just have that feel like, yeah, this is what happened. Like,
oh, it went down exactly.
It was like this.
It was a different time. People were living it up.
Man. And by the way, out of control, intoxicated, rageaholic. The more Jerry West complains, isn't he sort of reinforcing that?
That's what all the tweets were saying last night. The first tweet I saw last night said, I don't effing talk like that. Jerry West watching Winning Time.
It's not me. That's not F that. Yeah, Jerry West. They do make him look like a little bit of a maniac.
If I were Jerry, I'd be upset. I'd be upset. If you were Scottie Pippen watching the Last Dance, you'd be upset.
That hurt.
Yeah, man. Here's what it, you know. I think this Winning Time is a little different, but you know, I was a history major at UCLA. They don't realize. Think about what history means. His story, Like you're gonna. If we all three of us, right?
Yeah.
We come off the show, and afterwards, someone asks us how was the show, what happened. We would all have our own stories. Now we're all likely gonna align, but. We all have our stories. If there's something that breaks out, a problem, everyone's going to have their own stories.
You ain't
That's
kidding.
That's what we're seeing.
You ain't kidding. Right? It's
like, isn't there a show coming out on ABC? It's like there's two sides to every story. Who's telling the truth?
What's the old saying? There's three sides, your side, their side, and the truth. Well, this show is fantastic, and it just, I think it hits on everything. The whole vibe of the 80s, the way it's shot and everything. If you're not watching Winning Time, I think it's a must watch. And the one takeaway is I don't think a lot of people realize there might be the biggest what if. When I say what's the biggest what if in sports history, would you possibly say what if Drew Bledsoe never got hurt? Would Tom Brady even be Tom Brady?
Ooh, is that you got me on the spot here as far as what ifs.
There have been a lot of like, hey, what if this guy didn't pass away or this guy didn't get hurt early? If Bo Jackson never got hurt, if certain things happened.
If Tyson would have fought Buster in the United States.
Yes.
Mm.
What would have happened there?
Buster would have got knocked out.
Oh my God, yeah, of course. But I think what we learned here, and Danny G, we you and I talked about this on our Sunday night show. Jack McKinney, basketball genius, coaches the Lakers 14 games, falls off a bicycle, weird freak accident, never coaches again. Would there have been a Pat Riley? Would there have been that path for the Lakers?
Didn't look like it.
If McKinney stayed healthy and didn't have a freak accident?
Nah, it clearly didn't look like it. But, I mean, there is a level where, if we're just assuming the reality in Winning Time, that Pat Riley was going to get back into the game of basketball one way or another. It just would have been a different path. I was talking about this with Gilbert Arenas yesterday. I did his pod. Shout out to Gilbert and Josiah doing an amazing job over there at No Chill Podcast. When you're a first-round pick, like a high pick, you're kind of slated to be like a franchise, like a guy. But like when you're a second-round pick, your path is to not be that guy. So, yeah, as far as someone falling off a bike, a big opportunity comes, like, everyone's not ready for that opportunity, but sometimes you may not get it or it may take a whole lot longer before it comes around. Was Pat Riley equipped? Yes, but he may have had to go somewhere else, but you go from Lakers to Knicks, you know, like you are to Heat, like you are going to these storied franchises for a reason.
Now, before we get into what's going on in the NBA today, in 2022, the playoffs are happening. Let me ask you one last thing about Winning Time, Hollins. You see how Magic Johnson, as a rookie, and Joel, you saw this, same with Danny G, you guys chime in as well. In an NBA locker room, if the first round pick, if it's a Magic Johnson, or when LeBron entered the league, or when Zion, like when a generational talent enters the league, are they still treated like the rook, or do they have a little extra clout going in because they come with such hope to save the franchise? Like when they make it seem like Magic Johnson was the rookie, but to some he was admired, but like guys like Kareem in the show didn't embrace him right away.
Completely different NBA. Like how we talked about earlier, like our parents.
Generation.
So that NBA was full of grown adult men who, you know, they did their jobs and you didn't want to knock them off. Kareem was Kareem till he was 40. Like that was it. And that was the norm. Now in today's NBA, the organization puts power in the youth. They understand like, hey, if I can get, you know, 20 years of service, 15 years of service out of this guy and playing at a high level, and he's good at 21 or 22, that's worth it to go all the way through. So, you know, you're an old man at 30. You're an old man at 28, like, especially basketball.
They might tell the veteran, like, yo, back off. Because, like,
NBA-wise, yeah. But NFL, Tom Brady keeps being Tom Brady. Drew Brees has been Drew Brees for, like a lot of those guys last. You're not necessarily coming in as the next hope. But NBA-wise, it is different now, like if Magic, because Magic would be getting bread off top. Like Magic would be paid coming in, and that's a different conversation when you know that young boy has that type of power.
Now, let's fast forward 22 years later from, not 2000, actually, from the 80s, like 40 years later. Let's go to the 2020s.
Yeah, I know,
I think the 80s were like 20 years ago. No, they're not. Don't the 80s feel like 20 years ago? Yeah, when you think 1970 something, you're like, oh, 30 years ago? No, the 90s. Let's talk about NBA playoffs now. How on earth, Hollins, I heard Monty do the update, and we all watched last night. Suns lost. A team that's 10 games under 500. The Pelicans were 36-46. Can a team make noise when throughout the season they played sub-500 ball?
You know, you always heard me talk about this when it came to the NBA playoffs. You know, why this, why that? It's all about matchups. It's all about matchups. And you have to understand, I play with Willie Green. He's doing a fantastic job over there in New Orleans as their head coach. He was on Monty's bench. That's the worst nightmare ever for Monty because you have someone that knows your system, knows the ins and outs, and he has a hungry team on the other side. So now he's going to have a real chess match because Willie knows exactly what Coach Monty Williams over with the Suns is saying in the locker room. That is your worst fear, okay? That's
my worst fear is spiders.
It's like you and Covino breaking up, and then you guys are in competing shows, and it's like he knows the secret to the sauce. Oh. Like, right?
Oh, that's which show do I choose?
Right?
In the divorce.
Yeah. This is somewhat Monty having to see. This is you coaching against Covino somewhat.
So two people have been together through the years.
I wouldn't say through the years, but enough to where he knows the sauce. He knows the sauce, okay?
Now,
right?
Take me inside the locker room, Hollins, where we look at it as fans and say, here's a one-seed team that...
Put a towel on, bro. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. If we're in the locker room, put a towel on. Don't make me insecure.
Yes, yeah, we say.
if you're a player, you're not looking at it the way fans are, right? Because a fan will say, this is a Phoenix Suns team that had by far the best record in the West, and they're playing a 10-game under 500 team. The Suns got this. When you're an NBA talent, you don't think of crap like that, right? If you're on the Pelicans, you're thinking, we could do this.
Yeah, you're in the locker room saying, go attack them. They have everything to lose. Make them sweat and see who they are in the fourth quarter. And we have some matchups that we like. So in terms of the Pelicans, you know, Larry Nance Jr. is a big piece. You know, Herb Jones.
You know, Dave Griffin, my former GM with the Cavaliers, has done an excellent job of assembling talent. So they have length that they can throw at Devin Booker. They got an absolute dog in Brandon Ingram. They got a dog in CJ McCollum. So they're going like, it's Chris Paul and Booker versus CJ and B.I. We like those odds. Like, we like that matchup.
It's wild how matchups.
And then we have bodies and length to throw at Booker and at Chris. And you're going to make Chris work. And you know, Chris and Willie are really good friends. We were all in the Clippers together. Those two have kept up, obviously, during the years. He was on a coaching staff and with them. So he knows Chris like no other. So, like, this is Covino. He knows the sauce.
Yeah.
Rich, you're going to have to give out the sauce. And Covino's like, no, I know Rich is going to say this, this, and this. I know Rich likes to run across the move. Just start up a conversation. Rich can't hold back. He's going to jump in the conversation. He knows all your bait moves, bro.
So that's one of the unspoken intangibles in sports that the fans don't really know much about. Like, if guys know each other on that level.
Matchups.
Yeah, matchups. It's like fights, right? If you're a UFC or a boxing fan. Sometimes it's matchups, right?
You don't want to fight
every sport, really.
If you two have the same trainer, you're going to have to pick a different trainer. He knows you're weak. He knows you don't have a left hand.
I love it. Any other NBA playoff surprises for you so far?
No, it didn't surprise me that the Grizzlies bounced back. You know, Ja Morant had a huge chip on his shoulder. You know, he plus minus was amazing in the game, near triple double performance, and you know, he did what he needed to do. And I think that's going to be one of the more exciting series, is because the Timberwolves are, man, that's a stacked team. They're up and coming talent, and they have a big three that can compete with the league's best. And you know, obviously the Heat doing their thing. Jimmy Butler went off. That doesn't surprise me. Jimmy Butler is just a big game guy. Okay, so you expect. And this is why you love the NBA playoffs, because that's how you grade people, if that makes sense.
Of course. Like,
I can't grade you in the regular. You're not going to see real LeBron, real Jimmy. You're going to see these guys in the playoffs, and you're going to see why they are who they are when all the marbles are on the line. And that's the exciting part about what we're seeing.
When you look at Ja, now I know that this story is so far from being written, but as of right now, does it look like Ja was the pick instead of Zion? Or do you feel like Zion bounces back? Like, you feel like moving forward next year and beyond, we're going to see Zion, and it just took a little time?
Man, Zion is going to have to show that he's healthy, show that he's a part of the NBA. He's missed a lot of time.
I'm pretty sure a couple years ago, because you and I have worked together over the years, I think you were all about Ja early on, if I remember correctly.
There was just so many question marks with Zion, and I think that the consensus through the league, nobody wants to see him do bad. I think everybody wants to see Zion do well, but you had those worries, and unfortunately, like, they kind of came true. And I think what's intriguing, we just talked about the Pelicans. They have Zion Williamson on their roster.
To add to what you're already saying, is a great matchup. Imagine if he was involved.
You have Zion Williamson on that roster.
I'm not saying this is
playing.
Yeah, I'm not saying this is a Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning. It doesn't work out for one, and one's one of the greatest of all time. But I remember at that time, everyone was like, "Who's that?" There were people that said, "I don't know if Zion, you know, is going to stay healthy." And
I think that what got confusing is because his buzz was so high that you had to go, "Oh, LeBron! Oh, you know, Kobe! Oh, like, you know, like he was going to," and that's what confused. But I think, you see his talent, you see his ability, and it's like, just get healthy and get on the court. That's where people are with it. But I think the LeBron, you, when you're that guy, like, you're going to get the LeBron comparisons. I think they've gone, and I think you just want to see him on the floor. And I hope him seeing his team develop and grow and play at this really, really high level just inspires him.
Our buddy Matt just hit us up on Twitter, said, "Hollins, I love it. Give him my Wolves some love." He goes, "Yo, are they really in the come up, Hollins?"
Hey, man, they are. And I think it's dangerous for the Pelicans, and this is the place that they wanted to be in. And I think the loudest, because here's the deal, with all due respect, you saw Anthony Davis kind of never get over the hump in New Orleans. And the fear was that Zion would be in a similar situation. He would not have help. Those questions would be there. Now you can't look at it, Rich, and be like, dude, like, it's like going to a party and you feel, "Oh, I'm the coolest person at the party. You know, maybe I should leave." Maybe it goes, all of a sudden that party started looking real cool. And you're already talking about leaving. Let's get out of here. It's like, maybe I'll stay. So hopefully Zion is seeing that party in New Orleans is getting pretty cool, pretty exciting. You don't need to leave, bro.
Yeah. I agree with that, because I saw Zion play before he got hurt against Minnesota, actually. Mm. And you remember, I know it's foggy now, but they really had a problem fitting Zion into a position. They started running him at the point. And against Minnesota, he played all point. And they still lost the game. So I think that right now, Zion could come in and mess up the chemistry that's already formulating. If you just want some good athletic play, some good points, you know, some one-on-ones, he's there for you. But as far as fitting in,
he's gonna have to fit. He's gonna have to fit.
You know, winning solves all problems for a city, right? Like Golden State was no one cared about, and then all of a sudden they win. Fans, kids wearing Steph Curry jerseys. Same with Seattle Seahawks, right? They were like the most boring team in the NFL. Russ comes in there. They get a new uniform, new uniform, new stadium. And all of a sudden, Seattle was hot, right? I think New Orleans, I've been down there. I've talked to, you know who you talk to? You talk to people that live there, and you talk to like your Uber drivers. And like, yo, what's the vibe here? Everyone's about the Saints, LSU, I was like, yo, what about the Pelicans? I'm like, eh. I think winning and a culture will change that. You get fans when you win, and you know, maybe Zion will want to stay at this party. But Joel said, I don't know if he fits in at this party. I don't know. All right. Hey, how about a little message from Discover about customer service and common sense, everybody? When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by a real live person, you know, human being who could actually understand your issues and work to resolve them. Someone with a knack for helping others and a pulse. In other words, what you don't need? A robot. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. We call this live customer service. Emphasis on the live. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
All right, Fox Sports Radio. Rich Davis, Ryan Hollins filling in for Dan Patrick. Spotty's here. Danny G. You know who I love? Joel on the boards. Joel's got some swag, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, he does.
You love heart.
I love heart. There's a great song in the background. I was going to say that too, Spot.
Joel's got heart.
Monsi's got your updates in a little bit. I'm going to go to her in a minute too because, Hollins, we're going to do some NBA today. No one better to break it down than you. You're my number one NBA dude.
Hey, appreciate that. I appreciate that.
You're also my only NBA friend. So.
I was going to say, who's your number two NBA dude?
You're the only friend I had that played in the NBA. So.
We don't need to talk about that other guy, man.
No. But we will talk some NFL today. I have a theory about Major League Baseball. And as a Mets fan, I got to brag right now. Best record in baseball, because you know that might not last forever. But let's go Mets.
Typical Mets fan thing.
Let's go Mets.
Brag at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. You know the Family Guy clip.
Right.
Opening day and season's over. All right. Danny G, you were telling me on Sunday when we did our Covino and Rich show that you went to the Dodgers game. And this, my friend, has become quite an expensive date.
Yeah, now, let me preface this by saying, respectfully, you know, we always say that
respectfully.
Right before we complain about
hey,
something.
No offense, but.
Now, I'm a longtime Dodger fan since I was a little kid. My grandma took me here in L.A. to Dodger Stadium when I was in kindergarten. She had her sun umbrella, her transistor radio, because there were two celebrities that she wanted to hook up with, Vin Scully and Bob Barker. All right, so she had Vin Scully on her transistor radio. Great memories at Dodger Stadium from being a little kid till now. So take the family to opening day. There's four of us. All right, we had to get reserve tickets up high because it's opening night.
By the way, did she ever get with Vin Scully or no?
Not that I know. She hooked up with Bob Barker, though.
Oh, she, okay, good.
Gosh.
The price is wrong, Bob.
Al Pacino.
Now, it took a turn. I mean, we knew the tickets and parking were going to be expensive. You know that going to a game.
Yeah.
But what had us, you know, just really wondering if we were going to go back to many more games was we got two taquito plates and two Cokes. Over under game, really quick. How much you guys think that was?
Let's see. 12
taquito plates.
Yeah. And, well, taquito plates. And two Cokes.
$8. Interesting choice, by the way.
$30.
Okay. $85.
I'm sorry. What?
$85.
Was it Coke or cocaine?
How big were these taquitos?
When you said two Cokes, what did
Nah, you know, bro. Now, there were some quesadillas underneath the taquitos, so maybe that's why price hike. I'm not
taquito
sure.
Taquito still means mini taco, right?
that still
means that, right? Taquito, yeah, little
Dodger
taco?
Stadium has added Taco Tuesday. I'm not sure how much those plates are going to be, but my question to you on Sunday was, is there going to be some family night promotions? Can we hook it up? Because obviously inflation is a bitch, and we've all been struggling with gas prices and everything else, so is it family friendly to even go to baseball anymore? We know we can't go to what used to be Staples Center. That'll cost you how much for a family of four?
Damn, Hollins.
Over $1,000.
Hollins, you know, you're the broadcaster for the Rockets all year. No matter what, I'm imagining good seats to any NBA game. If you want your kids to get a good view and sit, I'm not talking sitting courtside, but any lower level seats are pricey, right?
Yeah.
That's a night out for the family. That's a cha-ching.
Whenever like people ask me, because sometimes I'll have people coming in town for, you know, we want to see a game, and they'll go, hey, man, I don't know why everybody assumes like I'm Ticketmaster. Like, I can help you with like potentially as I played family tickets or team tickets, but like, hey, I want to sit here. Like, when you want to choose your seat, don't ask your boy who works for the team or plays. They can't. They don't have any control over that.
I can't sit next to you in the booth. I can't sit on your lap.
See, this is completely no. When you start choosing,
yes.
When you start going, hey man, I want to sit on the floor.
Yeah,
I want to be in the front row.
I don't want to sit in the booth. I want to sit on the floor.
I can't help you with that. That you know, you get what I'm saying?
Yo,
I have no help.
And so
I'm like, hey, what's the cost of a ticket? Can you get a deal? No, we don't. I've never bought a ticket to an event before, and I don't know what the deals are. I'm sorry, no disrespect, but
can you get me in the game?
They're very. Yeah, we can get you there, but when you want more,
I mean, like on the court, like playing G17, y'all can't sit together.
Yeah. Some people want more, and I can't. And it's like a shock, and it's a universal thing. Like, nah, I really don't know how much tickets cost. Like, I don't get deals. There's no, like, it's not like,
damn,
you kind of get it or you don't, you know?
You know how you know your kids are spoiled? My kids are little. I got little ones. But I have friends that you know they've done too many nice things for their kids where the first thing the kid will say is, where are the seats, Dad? It's like, where are the seats? Imagine if you asked your parents, where are the seats?
Gosh.
Yo, we're going to Yankee Stadium. We're going to Shea Stadium back in the day. Imagine me asking my dad, like, well, the seat's good. No, you sit where the seats are. Yo, Monsi, who is doing the updates today, Monsi, you You work with the Dodgers from time to time, right?
I do. More than time to time. I mean, I'm supposed to be there part-time, but let's be real, I'm not. I'm there all the time.
You're there all the time. Well, at least you got a good team to watch all the time. But
it's true.
Is it an expensive adventure for a family? I mean, no matter what the team is?
1,000%. There are certain games, you know, if you want to watch the Arizona Diamondbacks, that'll be a much cheaper game,
yeah,
seat-wise, to attend. But the food and the drinks, it is so expensive. A bottle of water, a Dasani, is like $5. If you want a slightly bigger one, like a Smart Water, it's like $10. And it's, you know, for a Bud Light, you're paying $17. During the World Series, I think I paid $29 for a mediocre margarita. Oh. Mediocre. It was blue. It was blue. That's how they got me. I was like, fine, okay, give me the blue margarita. $29. Go ahead, take my money. But it's mediocre.
Oh my God, it's Dodger blue? I'll have one, please.
And then they give it to you in this cup where you could, you know, take it home. I don't want that. I don't care for that. Give me a good margarita. That's what I care about. But I'm about to give you all, anyone listening, I'm about to give you such a great little tip that many people do not know. You can bring in your own food.
Right.
You can walk in.
Yes, yeah, it's not
Pizza
a movie theater.
Hut boxes.
Yeah? Yeah, it has to be see-through.
Right.
No, like if you see-through in a bag, like yes. If you brought snacks in a see-through bag, but you can walk in with like Pizza Hut boxes. They're not going to stop you. You can walk in with Taco Bell in your bag. They're not going to stop you. So you can definitely find a way to save money.
Yo,
bring
Monsi,
in
Monsi,
water bottle, yes.
Call me pretentious, but I'm not bringing a soggy bologna sandwich.
We got to eliminate the stigma of the people that bring stuff to the games, to the movie theaters.
No. Hold on a second.
I got food at home.
You're going to buy a $20 pizza? I can bring in a better pizza for $7.
All right.
There are certain things you can bring. I'm not telling you to bring in your T-bone steak from home. That's not what I'm saying.
We're talking to the families of four, not the single.
Right.
We're not talking to the date nighters.
I know.
The families of four we're talking to.
Hey, thank you, Ryan.
Hey, we like to save money, too.
Put this on pause. We're going to get back to this, but it's time for a little NFL update. Our Fox NFL insider, senior NFL reporter, MMQB, Albert Breer is joining us here on the Dan Patrick Show. Rich and Ryan filling in. What's up, Albert? Good morning, man.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I used to be a master at sneaking stuff into the movie theater when I was like a broke, like 18-year-old, 19-year-old. So, yeah, I know all the tricks.
You had Sour Patch Kids in one pocket, Skittles in the other, Milk Duds.
I did that the other day when I went to the movies. It's gotten more expensive.
That is the one time.
A key was like wearing a hoodie because he had the little pocket in the front, because like they definitely wouldn't. They might look in like your jeans pocket, and like it might, if you look ridiculous, but they probably won't look in that little pouch in the front of your hoodie.
Yeah, Danny G, your Raiders starter jacket you still wear? You could put all that stuff in the front.
That front pouch would be key.
So, Albert, we got the NFL draft, April 28th. We got a lot of off-season stuff. The NFL, I'll tell you, it just never stops. No matter how much of a baseball fan you are, you know, Holland's NBA playoffs are happening, but yet the NFL still keeps our interest, right?
Absolutely.
It's wild. I gotta ask you one thing, because I'm a big 49ers fan. Can you start by telling me what is going on with Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo? By this point, I thought he'd be gone, and I thought maybe they'd get something for him, but did the 49ers sit on him too long? Was the injury like something that kept teams so skeptical? Like, what's the story with Jimmy G?
I mean, it really does come down to the injury and the timing of the whole thing, and you know, I think really, you know, the Niners' idea was, there are going to be teams out there looking for quarterbacks. And, you know, once the smoke clears on Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson, we'll be sitting there with a quarterback, you know, that's been to a Super Bowl, that's been to two conference championship games for the last 3 years. You know, and I know that they felt like they were going to be able to get a couple second-round picks for him.
Yeah.
And by waiting, that sort of like if they had traded him right after the Super Bowl or agreed to trade him right after the Super Bowl, you know, before he decides to have the surgery, maybe we're talking about something else now, but you know, by waiting sort of, left that open-ended, and, you know, Jimmy, you know, it was a pain thing for him. It just didn't subside and he wanted to have it taken care of. And really the issue for other teams now becomes logistical because, he's only got 1 year left on his contract. He's not cheap. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think by definition, if you're bringing in a guy like that, you're bringing him in for right now. And, you know, everybody thinks he's going to be able to throw at the end of June and beginning of July. Everybody thinks he's going to be okay for week one, but you don't know, you know. And if it's a one-year proposition where it's like, all right, we're going all in with this guy for this 1 year without extending him, well, it's a lot more difficult to do that if you're not quite sure where his shoulder is going to be in September or October. And, again, like I don't think anybody thinks that it's going to be like this major long-term thing that's going to screw up his career or anything else. But because of the way his contract sets up, you know, for teams trading for him, it really is a one-year proposition. And the shoulder injuries at least created some level of doubt where, you know, again, like, guys like Matt Ryan and Carson Wentz get moved while Jimmy Garoppolo stays.
Yeah. I mean, but damn, he looks handsome in those Subway commercials, doesn't he? Yeah. I mean, he's a handsome guy. You know, I think we all learned that. The 49ers learned their lesson.
I don't think there's anybody. I don't know if there's another quarterback in the NFL that could walk into the Patriots quarterback room 10 years ago and make Tom Brady the second most handsome guy in.
Well, yeah. I mean, as Cowherd calls him, he's got quarterback face. The guy's got quarterback face. He's designed to be the leader. You know, I think we all learned that lesson, like, don't hesitate. Like, I did that in college, Hollins. So get this, my freshman year, right? You start picking your roommate for sophomore year. And by the time I was like, yeah, let me get back to you. Everyone had already picked other roommates.
Everyone's gone.
And I'm sitting there. I sophomore year, ended up with, like, the smelly roommate, the random kid that had no friends. So I was like, all right, I guess you're my roommate. So we all learned the lesson of hesitating, like the 49ers did.
Character building.
Albert, let me ask you about any of these Tom Brady rumors. Is it all just nonsense about Miami and this? Is he just going to play for the Bucs and that's the story?
No, I mean, I don't know how far anything got down the line, but I do think, you know, there was a 5-6 week period there. Like, I don't think the retirement was ever really real. I think it was more, let's kind of take a deep breath. Let's consider our options. Let's see where we're at. And, you know, I think Brady wanted to consider the idea of going to a San Francisco, of going to a Miami. I think he wanted to explore all of that. And I don't think it was any mistake, by the way, that Tampa basically called his bluff and did it in a pretty forceful way if you look back at it at the combine, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you look at the messaging during the combine and what Jason Light and Bruce Arians said, Light said we're going to leave the light on for him. Arians said it would take five first-round picks to get him out of here. They were talking to the media, but really they were talking through the media and to Tom Brady. And I think saying to him, like, if you're going to play in 2022, it's going to be for the Buccaneers. And,
gotcha.
You know, really the pressure point became the beginning of free agency. Because if, like, he doesn't announce he's coming back, like, maybe Carlton Davis doesn't come back. Maybe Ryan Jensen doesn't come back. They had a boatload of free agents. And so, I think Brady was sort of dealing with the reality at the beginning of March that if he didn't agree to come back to the Buccaneers, and then a month later, 2 months later, he decides that he wants to play again, and it has to be in Tampa. He could have been coming back to a team that would have been a shell of what it was the last 2 years.
Makes sense.
I think it was like basically the Bucs calling him on his bluff and then, you know, running the clock out on him.
Albert Breer, Fox NFL Insider, hanging with Rich Davis, Ryan Hollins, in for Dan Patrick. Baker Mayfield. Are we running out of places for him too? Is the Panthers the landing spot? Because Robbie Anderson tweeted no, and that's got to feel good for Baker.
Man,
imagine that! Imagine that, Hollins. Imagine when you were in the NBA and someone said, "Yo, I think we're getting Hollins," and one of the guys on the team was like, "No."
It better be some, like, when I hear that, I feel like it's some personal stuff behind the scenes we're not talking about.
Yeah.
Because when we're talking money and careers, like, those are for real fight. Like, we got to have some beef that goes behind the scenes. And then I understand that aspect. But still, yeah, that's a lot.
You're playing with someone's wallet.
You're playing with family.
Yeah. So what do you think the deal on Baker is?
I said the shoulder was the issue with Jimmy. I think the contract's the issue with Baker. And again, like, this is, you know, another situation where the music kind of stops and there aren't many seats left for him. And look, like, we've seen teams roll the dice on guys before, right? Like, so, you know, a lot of times teams will hold on to the grades they had on guys coming out. A lot of teams like Baker Mayfield coming out. I don't think he's a bad quarterback. You know, I think if you talk to most people, you know, with teams, they'll tell you, is he top 15? No. Is he top 20? Probably not. Is he a back end of the league starter? Yeah. He, like, after 4 years, that's probably what he is. And so, you know, it certainly, you know, stood to reason that if there was some team that was desperate out there, that they may be willing to absorb the $18.858 million he's due. The problem is that there's not an open seat for him. And so a team bringing him in now wouldn't be bringing him in as a starter. They'd be bringing him in to compete with somebody, you know, and that in Carolina would be Sam Darnold, and Seattle would be Drew Locke. You know, I think that's part of the issue is you might be willing to swallow the $18 million if the guy is your no doubt about it starter, but no one wants to pay that if the guy's going to be in a competition and there's a chance that he winds up being your backup. And so that's why I think, you know, the biggest piece of this really, and I know it's not sexy to talk about it because it's more interesting to talk about the player and talk about the picks and all that. But I really do think the key to this is going to be how much of that $18.85 million the Browns are willing to swallow in order to facilitate.
So, Albert, this is Joel. Real quick, I just wanted to, because the barbershop, down at the barbershop, there's the belief that Cleveland wants to keep Baker because they don't know what the suspensions will be. So they might need Baker for the first 5-6 weeks. Let him audition, then get rid of him as their quarterback comes off suspension. Any truth to that?
I don't think so. I think if they could get somebody to take the money off of their books, they would do it yesterday. I think it becomes a different question, Ryan, if you're talking about, well, like now are we talking about, you know, like having to eat $10 million to get rid of him? You know, and I think that there does come a point where it's like, if you're going to pay a certain amount of money to get rid of him, maybe you should just keep him. Now, they have brought in insurance, right? And they do have suspension insurance there. And having signed Jacoby Brissett, who's got a lot of experience starting in the league, they brought in Josh Dobbs, you know, as a third-string guy. Josh hasn't started a lot. He's played some, but he's been in the league for a long time. So the Browns have really backstopped themselves, you know, at quarterback and prepared themselves for a potential suspension. And I do think it's possible it comes to the point where another team is asking the Browns to take on $14 or $15 million. If it comes to that point where that's where it is necessary to get a deal done, I could see where the Browns might say, the hell with it, we'll just keep them and then hope that maybe somebody gets hurt on another team somewhere along the line.
Yeah, there's someone that's going to get hurt along the way. Baker will play. You just
that's the thing.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Yeah, I mean that I see, and I think that's the value more so than the suspension insurance, because the suspension insurance, I think they've got that with Brissett, right? Like Jacoby Brissett's nobody's franchise quarterback, but like he can come in and play 6 or 8 games for you and be totally competent, and fine, you know. And so like I think they've got the suspension insurance taken care of. You know, I think part of the equation for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, you know, would be also like if we do hang on to him for a few more months and someone blows their ACL out in camp, could we get something better for him then and have that team take the money off our books? It'd be a gamble, of course, because the chance exists that you're just stuck with the money in the end.
Well, Albert, thank you, man. We appreciate you hanging.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Have a good
one.
Enjoy your, what is it, Wednesday? Halfway through the week already? Thanks, man. Hey, Joel, at your barbershop, Ice Cube there hanging out or what?
Quit.
You know that movie is 20 years old this year, Barbershop?
Wow.
What? 20 years. I just looked it up. I'm like, what year was Barbershop? Question for you, and we'll talk about it when we come back. If you're at the barbershop and some guy is spewing some false information about sports or fights or something, do you correct him or do you just mind your own? Like if you're sitting there waiting to get your cut and some guys start talking about music or sports or something and he is so wrong, do you long jump in and correct him? Think about that. We get it next right here. Rich Davis, Ryan Hollins, filling in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Rich Davis, Ryan Hollins, chilling at Fox Sports Radio. In for Dan Patrick, Spot, Joel, Danny G, the whole crew's here. Monsi with the updates, and welcome back to the Mercedes-Benz Studios. I want a Benz. You want a Benz?
I would love to. Is that on the table? Is there a discount?
We get some type of a cool guy discount?
I tried last time we filled in for Dan. It didn't work. Keep trying, though.
Well, hey, Mercedes, sweet rides. All right, hey, if you're a valued customer, something else I got to tell you. You deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. You know the thing you swipe every day a million times? Insert chip. Discover matches all your cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right, NBA playoffs, NFL offseason, baseball. We're a couple weeks in. I'm a New York Mets fan, so I'm like abnormally, unrealistically happy that they're going to win like 100 games.
Oh my gosh.
Happens every year. But Hollins, I got to ask you a question. This is on a fun personal note. At Rich Davis, you can follow me on Instagram. I posted a picture maybe like a month ago. We were talking earlier about how, Ryan, you and I had that relationship where it's a lot of texting and a lot of like, yo, bro, hey, whatever on social media.
He only gives you six O's when he says bro.
Bro!
Not as playful.
Yeah, Covino gets the you get more family pictures, so it's like
yeah,
it's like bro,
you know.
Yeah, I'll mix it up. So, at Rich Davis is where I'm at, and if you know Covino and Rich, Covino and I usually work together, been together for almost 20 years as a radio duo. Hollins is one of our best buds in the sports world. I posted a picture of me and Gwen Stefani from maybe like 20 years ago. It was like an old school throwback picture, and to the left of Gwen Stefani in the photo is a dude with bleach blonde hair, one of the other members of No Doubt. Did you think that was Covino?
Hold on. Let me see.
There was a...
You can say
yo,
yes.
I did! Yo! No! Yes!
Danny G, the Indian guy from No Doubt with the bleach blonde hair.
That's yeah. Great. Tony Kanal.
Tony, the dude from No Doubt with Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
Ryan Hollins, Hollins wrote on my Instagram, he's like, yo, Covino with the bleach blonde hair or something. I'm like, yo, is he joking? Or you thought that was Covino?
No, because like, you know, in an older picture, right. You know, you could be 20 pounds lighter. Yeah. You could be a phase.
Yo, what are you trying to say about Covino?
Could have been a phase in his life. I know. Like,
and
no.
If you didn't know Rich personally, you'd think he was an NFL punter, right?
Yeah. Yes, I'm a punter.
He's got punter face.
I thought that was him, and it was like, okay, I'm looking. Look at Covino, bro.
Yeah, I'll repost it on my Instagram story at Rich Davis just for the fun of it. If you're a music fan and you know No Doubt, Tony, one of the guys in the band, he's an Indian guy with blonde hair. You thought that was my co-host Steve Covino.
Did
which
he
is
know
hilarious.
That I said that? Did he know that? Oh, yeah, I thought that
I,
was.
I go, yo, Hollins thinks you're the dude from No Doubt. He goes, nah, he's just playing. I was like, I don't think he's playing.
What is this picture like 20 years? This picture was so long ago.
It was a throwback, but hey.
That's funny.
Hey, you could
go side by side, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a side by side, and you tell
me. Such a Covino reaction.
Yeah.
Could it be Covino 20 years ago? Like, yeah.
Yo, bro, Hollins is just playing. There's no way he thought that was me. I'll post it so you know what we're talking about if you're new to Covino and Rich and
he
Hollins.
He looks like a guy who would have had a blonde hair face.
A lot of guys did have that, but whether they thought they were in a boy band or they thought they were Eminem, there were a lot of guys that did the bleach blonde hair in the 2000s.
No, he went through a really intense Guido phase.
Yeah. He was wearing a lot of chains.
A lot of chains
and earrings. Yeah, you know Covino. All right. Something I want to get to next, Hollins. I teased a little earlier. You're a guy that played. How many different teams have you played for? I should know this since we're boys.
Nine
NBA teams. Yo, you stunk in Cleveland. What are you going to do here in Boston? Oh, what? Man. Yeah, I would have punched a guy in the nose if I was you.
Boston media, man. Boston media.
Hollins, you're a guy that's played around the league. I looked up images of you, and I feel like you wore a different jersey number on most teams. Number 15, number 5, number 1. You were all over the place.
I looked up. You're accurate.
There is a story on my New York Mets, and it has to do with bribery for a number. I want to get into this. I want to know if you've seen this go down. And how much would you pay for something like that? We get to it next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Rich Davis and Ryan Hollins hanging.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, we got Greg Olsen for a couple minutes before we get out of here. Greg Olsen, I mean, talk about a legend. Talk about a guy, one of the best tight ends of all time, and one of my favorite broadcasters. What's up, Greg? How are you, man?
Doing well. How's everybody doing?
We're good, man. By the way, you and Kevin Burkhardt in the booth, you don't get enough credit, so I got to pat you on the back from afar. You guys are fantastic.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. You're welcome to talk about it as much as you want.
I was going to say, you guys are the team, man. By the way, Kevin Burkhardt, I worked with him at SNY in New York. Talk about a guy. Does that guy got some swag or what?
He's all times. I've known KB for a long time. He actually called some of my high school football playoff games like in the early 2000s. Fresh out of college, he worked for like a local AM station in North Jersey where I grew up. And so I actually met Kevin a long time ago, and then to, you know, almost 20 years later, work together calling NFL, you know, football games and sharing a broadcast booth was, I couldn't be happier for him. He's such a good dude. He's so good at what he does. And like you said, he's got just like a quiet confidence. He's got his voice, everything about him, man. Yeah. He's, he's just so good at what he does.
And bro, you're no slouch, man. You got the you got a whole second career now. Let me ask you a couple quick things, because I know we're on limited time here. Debo Samuel, I'm a Niners guy, so I keep seeing this. Is this all fun and games, or is Debo, you think he'll stay put in San Fran? Is this a tension? What are we looking at here, you think?
You know, I think what guys are seeing is right now, the squeaky wheel's getting the grease. You know, I think the days of guys just being, quiet and showing up for camp and just saying things will work out. I mean, it just seems like that's not the case anymore. I feel like guys are either getting, a new home, mm-hmm. or they're getting the contract that they want. And I think what's happening right now with the wide receivers is you saw in free agency some of the wide receiver contracts of guys that are not Debo Samuel and the money that they're getting. So now guys like Debo, and you obviously saw, Stephon Diggs up in Buffalo, he got his new money. That these guys are saying, we're amongst the best in the league at what we do, and a guy like Debo with what he can do as a running back and a wide out, and they're saying, wait, why would this guy make $17 million and I'm going to be stuck on my rookie contract? And I get it, I get it from both sides. As a former player, I want everyone to make as much money as humanly possible, but I also understand if I was running a team, it's not Monopoly, right? Like, we only have so much money that can go around. It's not fit. So I get it, and guys right now are calling teams bluffs, and they're willing to go head-to-head, and typically the players end up somehow winning.
Yo, Greg, you looked pretty handsome in powder blue in Carolina when you played. How do you feel? You think Baker Mayfield's a fit there, or what? What are you feeling about Baker's landing spot?
I think it's a good question. Every sports talk radio show, I still live in Charlotte. Everywhere you go, that's the question. Is it going to be Sam? Are they going to stick with Sam Darnold?
Do the fans want him, Greg? Did the pulse of the city? Did the fans want Baker or no?
I think they're split. I think the fans want consistency at the quarterback position, and I don't think that's anti Sam or pro Baker or pro Jimmy G. I don't think it's necessarily individually based. I just think, for once, since Cam left, I know he came back, but since Cam left when it was real, it's been every year turnover at the position, right? We had even Cam's last year, Kyle Allen played when Cam was hurt, and then they replaced him with Teddy Bridgewater, then they replaced him with Sam, then Cam came back. Now it's just a lot, right? There's just a lot of turnover, and to have turnover at that position and be losing and feel like the organization has been struggling is hard for any fan, any group of fans. So I get it. And now, as living here and, in essence, just being a local fan and resident now, I get it. Everybody wants their team to be good. And for your team to be good, it's a lot easier when you have stability and good quarterback play. So I think every team in the league is looking for that. Carolina happens to be in that group now for the last, few years. And, between having the sixth overall pick and guys like Baker and Jimmy G, who are, supposedly, they're obviously out there for trade if you want them. There's options, but then they also have Sam, who they gave up a lot for last year, and obviously is talented. It's just a matter of can he put it together with the pieces around him.
Nice. Well, Greg, we got a roll, but we'll talk again soon, man. I'm a big fan of what you do, and continued success with you and KB in the booth. Number one team in my book. I love listening to you guys. So, Greg Olson on Fox Sports Radio. Greg has teamed up with Thorne, a leader in developing innovative solutions for a personalized approach to health and well-being, to launch their health aging campaign to highlight the importance of a proactive and personalized approach to well-being. Greg, have a good day, my man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the plug, man. I was hoping you guys got that in there, so thank you.
Look at that. All right, have a good one. Danny G, thank you. Joel, you the man as always.
Thank you.
Monsi, great meeting you.
Pleasure.
Hey. And Ryan Hollins. I mean, could I have asked for a better co-host if my dude Covino's not here?
Oh, my
You're
goodness.
The best.
Appreciate it, brother.
And we're going to win that parlay tonight, and I'm going to buy you some Jordans. anything you need, at Rich Davis. What's your socials again? Just at Ryan Hollins?
Just at Ryan Hollins.
All right, cool.
Ryan Hollins.
All right, we'll see you next time. Have a great day. Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot.
Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.